Chapter 2 Lazy swirls of orange, pink, and purple hovered on the horizon in the afterglow of another southern Colorado sunset. From the covered wood porch of his boyhood home, 35-year-old Ryan Duffy stared pensively at what seemed like nature's daily reminder that endings could be beautiful. The spectacle slowly faded into darkness, a lonely, black sky with no moon or stars. The brief burst of color had nearly fooled him. He felt guilty now for having thought even for a moment that his father might be better off dead. Ryan's old man had lived his 62 years by one simple rule. Last was the most vulgar of four-letter words. For Frank Duffy, there was no such thing as second place, no ranking of priorities. Everything was first. God, family, job. He devoted unflagging energy to each. A tireless working slug who never missed a Sunday service, never let his family down, never left a job site before someone had said, "That man Duffy is the best damn electrician in the business." Only in the most important battle of his life did he seemingly avoid being first. He was the last to admit that his cancer would kill him. Not until the pain was unbearable did he finally concede he couldn't beat it on his own. Ryan was furious with him for shunning medicine. Being a doctor had only seemed to make his incessant pleas less credible, as if Ryan were just another one of those test-crazy physicians Frank Duffy had never trusted. As it turned out, treatment would only have prolonged the inevitable, 2 months, maybe three, tops. Ryan would have welcomed any extra time. Had the tables been turned, however, he knew he might well have displayed the same stubborn denial. Ryan enjoyed it when people said he was just like his father, and they looked so much alike that comparisons were inevitable. Both were handsome, with warm brown eyes. His father had long ago gone completely gray, and Ryan was on his way, with distinguished flecks of gray in his thick, dark mane. At 6'1", he was the taller of the two, though he would have been the last to point out that his proud father was shrinking in his...